Rediscovering Richmond is made possible by Historic Richmond Foundation, working to promote, protect, and preserve Richmond's architectural history with the goal of economic progress and cultural enrichment. Online at historicrichmond.com.
Author and commentator Brooke Smith is rediscovering some historic places and spaces in Richmond. And today, Brooks, we're going to talk about another of the neighborhoods in the city, Genter Park.
That's right, a Northside neighborhood affectionately known as the Queen of the Suburbs, some 21 blocks bisected by Chamberlain Avenue, extending from Brook to Mossside and Brooklyn Park to North Avenue, with iconic streets like Noble and Hawthorne and Seminary.
Well, of course, like so many suburbs, it was originally farmland up until, well, I guess the late 1800s.
I think the only point of distinction from the Revolutionary War straight through the start of the 20th century was the turnpike, Brook Road, that connected Richmond to Fredericksburg, and it was really the only feature other than open farmland before its early development.
Mm-hmm. And as one might guess from the name Genter Park, it was developed by a man named Genter, Louis Genter.
The very famous major, Louis Genter, of American tobacco fame, bought up hundreds of acres to develop this new community in the late 1800s. The land itself was close to his own country estate known as Westbrook that sadly was torn down in the 1970s. Interestingly enough, his vision was inspired by a trip to Melbourne, Australia, where he saw the phenomena of businessmen retiring to their country estates after a hard day at work. And he had, I guess, in his mind's eye, this idyllic suburb, a clean and restful place. I think the advertisements of the day would have said there was no trading, no commerce, no factories, and no smoke, just pure water and elegant streets, large lots, and easy access downtown.
But he didn't live to see his dream fulfilled.
No, he passed away before it was realized, but his niece and heiress, Grace Arents, carried it forward. Grace is perhaps better known for her philanthropy all around the city, including places like Oregon Hill. Among other things, she was responsible for establishing St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Genter Park at the corner of Hawthorne and Walton, and also the Louis Genter Community Center, which served as the community's first public school and community hall. I will say that the growth of the neighborhood was anchored by Union Theological Seminary, which Genter had enticed from Hampton, Sydney shortly before he passed away with a gift of 12 acres to the seminary. But by 1895, the streetcar service that had created such neighborhoods as Barton Heights that we've talked about in the past had extended north to the gateway of Genter Park and really made it successful because residents could hop on the streetcar and for 5 cents be downtown in just a matter of minutes.
And here's something I didn't know, but Genter Park was for a short time a town.
Amazingly true. The first boom of this neighborhood was in the early 20th century from 1908 to the start of the First World War. The Residents Association formed in 1909 and just a couple years later decided to vote to secede from Henrico County and incorporate as their own lawfully recognized town. And the first mayor was a fellow named John Garland Pollard, who later became governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
So he got his political start as mayor of Genter Park.
That's right. You know. But unfortunately, the incorporated town status was short-lived because a couple years later, in 1914, the city annexed Genter Park.
And now U.S. 1, Chamberlain Avenue, bisects that community, and it kind of lost, I guess, a sense of community when that major highway was developed.
Yeah, it's a tragic tale, I guess you'd say, that in the Depression, post-Depression era of car-crazed America, the neighborhood actually sought U.S. 1 status and designation in an attempt to revitalize the area. It was seen as a good thing, but what it brought as well was a lot of through traffic and multi-unit housing that kind of resulted in tearing down some of the older mansions and changed the character of portions of the neighborhood along Chamberlain. But I'm happy to report that the neighborhood is alive and well, and that designation really didn't affect its long-term viability or success. It's a beautiful place. And for those adventure seekers out there, there's one house known as Rawlings Farmhouse, 3207 Seminary Avenue, that predates the Genter vision and the neighborhood development. It's a farmhouse in the midst of an otherwise urban neighborhood that interrupts his grid pattern, and it is a pretty cool old building. So go check it out.
Brooke Smith, Rediscovering Richmond.
Zippity-doo-da, zippity-yay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine hitting my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-yay. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo.